Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 1st, 2021. Joy of birth or misery of parents? Question. New research shows that after the birth of a child, parents are less happy. About 1 million parents were interviewed. Parents talk about financial difficulties, about needing a bigger apartment and a bigger car, that children require money, and so on. What do you think about the news that parents do not feel happier after the birth of a child but the opposite? Answer: there is no family. A family is when there are three generations. These three generations are not together. The three generations are the grandparents, the father, the mother, and the newborn. They provide the correct foundation, confidence, knowledge of childcare, family structure, and support to the family in everything. They should be an example, they should live together. In modern apartments, of course, there is no room for this. However, it is desirable to live together. Otherwise, you will not understand what a family should be like, its origin, and the way it existed for thousands of years. Question: do children feel that their parents are not very happy about the fact that they had children? Answer: of course. The child feels it perfectly, he feels the entire surrounding atmosphere. Comment: that is, even if they are talking quietly in the kitchen, "Look, we need to spend more money, we need to change the apartment. Why did we do this?" My response: all of it is reflected in everything. The child was in the mother's womb, and now he is in a larger space and feels this space. Question: so, if there are such thoughts, do they all influence him? Answer: he feels them all, absorbs, and reacts accordingly. Question: even if parents think that it has become harder for them, how should they behave? Answer: it does not matter that it is harder. They must be prepared that it will be harder. Of course, it will be harder. It becomes harder every day, and it will be harder for them until they die. They cannot escape it. This baby will get bigger and bigger, demand more and more, and so on. However, they must understand all this and support each other for the sake of the child's development. This is a very complex system, and it must be supported by society, the government, and the family. And certainly by the closest family. Question: and what then is the joy of bearing a child? Answer: to see your future in it, that children are born, and that they will be the continuation of the family. I am not talking about anything spiritual but simple everyday life. Question: how did this gradually disappear? Answer: our egoism has separated us, divided us, put everyone in his own corner, and that is it. This is how it works. It is good for the ego when each of us is inside of himself and cares only about it. Comment: and even about him, the closest and dearest one, we say that he is a burden to us. My response: he is not the closest and dearest. We say that he is a burden to us. He prevents me from taking care of my child, the one within me. Question: does it mean that my I is the closest and dearest? Answer: yes. Question: what have we come to? I wonder what will happen next? Answer: it is going to get worse. We will get to the point where we will all run to different corners, hide in our own corner, and not want to communicate with anyone. That is all. I will just be ordering myself a pizza and a Coke, or something like that. Question: and what will happen next? Answer: humanity must see the dead end. Once we realize that this is a dead end, then revelation will come from this dead end, that we cannot continue like this. I think we need to come to an understanding. That is, there should not be wars, there should not be any riots, excesses, but there should be clear awareness of the hopelessness and utter futility, and then we will start thinking, what should we do? Then we will remember, wait, I have heard something from Kabbalists. Question: there is a book on my shelf, there is a clip, and so on. Will a person look at it and start moving toward correction? Answer, I am sure of it. Question, so we must put everything on shelves, in computers? Answer, of course. We have no other choice. Question, even if we come to the same conclusions all the time? Answer, it does not matter. If you have a small child who is growing and developing, you still have to tell him what to do, how to behave correctly. You cannot just leave it. Question, in what will the correction of humanity be? Answer, in learning to come closer to each other. They need to come out of seclusion, from their corners, and connect with each other in the right way. In the end, they will discover in these right connections the positive force of nature, the Creator. Question, why have we not discovered this until now? Answer, we did not need it. There was no recognition of the evil of our nature. Everything was all right. We had everything, sports, football, all sorts of lures, everything you want, everything you need. Live peacefully and enjoy. Question, will there be a greater need to connect? Answer, there will be no choice. Only hopelessness will lead humanity to the solution that there is a need to change the paradigm. Question, if a person can hear you now, what decision should he make and what should he think about? Answer, what the right life should be and what needs to be changed to make it happen. And to see that it is not so difficult. All the means for it are there. Let's do it. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, March 8, 2021. The Prayer of the Group. Question, what is the prayer of the group? Should we sit around a table and work together like in a workshop or read the Siddur or something from the sources? Answer, the prayer of the group is when everyone feels the same thing. When there is one feeling in the hearts of all the friends. You have been discussing for many months the importance of being in contact with the Creator, how to connect Him to us, how to awaken His influence on the group, and how to draw His attention. By constantly focusing your thoughts on one idea, you seemingly appeal to Him. You want to be in contact with Him and you ask this of Him. This is the prayer. You can, of course, read the Siddur. It was written and edited 2,500 years ago by the members of the Great Knesset, who were great Kabbalists. They wrote about what they felt and saw. These prayers are therefore absolute and are meant for anyone. Anyone who says them performs at least some action, but we need to turn to Him more from our hearts, from the heart of the group. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, April 18, 2019. Is the created being independent? Question, is creation a revelation of the actions of the Creator? Is the created being independent? Is he free of the Creator? Answer, absolutely not. Can anything be free of the Creator? Initially, there is the upper force that created the desire to receive, the ego, as a result of the influence of the light. The ego is secondary and the light is first. There is nothing other than that in nature. All sorts of different actions take place between them. All of them are opposite to each other and are in contact and communication. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 24, 2019. More united with each lesson. Baal HaSulam, the quality of the wisdom of the hidden in general, his guidance over the existence of the world are by no more than two equal forces where one who desires their work draws them by enjoying during the work. That pleasure compels them to it, and one who does not want them to work repels them through suffering, when the creature suffers during the work and therefore leaves it. When the light descends from top down it influences us, and we have to respond to it from the bottom up. We are constantly between two forces, our reaction and the influence from above. That is the way we are. The goal of our development comes down to becoming similar to the light in our world. We can attain this to the extent that we unite together. When we yearn to be equal and connected, we draw the upper light unto us, to the extent that we resemble the light in our correct mutual connection. It descends unto us, to the extent that we raise our desires so that they resemble it. All the worlds that are between us, and the light conceal it from us. The word world olam in Hebrew means concealment alama. This concealment exists in order to totally isolate us from the Creator so that we can resemble all the attributes of the light in our world. He is one, unique, and special, and we need to try to connect between us, in the same way. We try to do it, and so we raise our aspirations, questions, and wishes to the light. They are called man, menakveen, and then the light descends unto us, and begins to correct us. So the only thing that we need in our world is the desire to connect, but to connect correctly. This is exactly what we do in every morning lesson. This is how we raise our desires to the upper light, it brings its force unto us, and we thus become increasingly united each day. Try to attend the morning lessons or to watch the recordings of the lessons, and you will see how strongly it influences you. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 10, 2019.